As we've been reporting, safety violations were common at that West Virginia coal mine where 29 miners died earlier this month. So when the head of the federal agency that oversees mine safety appeared at a Senate hearing yesterday, he asked for more authority to act against violators. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Relatives of miners killed in past mine accidents held pictures of their lost loved ones as members of the Senate committee and coal mine experts talked about what went wrong earlier this month at the Upper Big Branch mine. 29 miners died in the blast, which is still under investigation. But the theme that emerged from the hearing was that the mine's owner, Massey Energy Company, flagrantly overlooked safety rules, which the federal government was too timid to enforce. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, a coal miner's son, set the tone.
There is, unfortunately, a population of employers that prioritize profits over safety and knowingly and repeatedly violate the law. The deadly blast at the Upper Big Branch coal mine earlier this month was a tragic example of the dangers of this approach.
Harkin recited the litany of violations accumulated by Massey at the Upper Big Branch mine, more than 500 safety violations last year, which Harkin said was 76% higher than the national average, 124 violations this year alone. It's up to the Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHA, to find those violations and punish the mine owners. MSHA head Joe Main has been in the post for 6 months. In response to sharp questions about why the agency hadn't been tougher on mine safety violations, Main said he couldn't speak for past administrations, but he vowed the Obama administration was going to use its authority, including powers to seek court injunctions to immediately shut down dangerous mines. And Main said more tools were needed.
MSHA lacks the authority to subpoena testimony and documents as part of its investigative process. MSHA's criminal penalties must be enhanced so that the threat of jail is real for the worst offenders.
Maine also pointed to the need for more money to reduce the backlog of citations mining companies have appealed, which he said contributes to a catch-me-if-you-can atmosphere. But the mining industry says MSHA has all the authority it needs. Bruce Watsman of the National Mining Association told the panel further regulations are unnecessary.
The fact is Congress did not limit MSHA's enforcement authorities. The tools are sufficient when properly used.
MSHA's Maine also asked for Congress to provide greater protection to miners who report safety violations. The president of the United Mine Workers of America, Cecil Roberts, told the panel Massey rules by fear and intimidation.
These miners who work at Massey are scared to death. They're intimidated. This company is run like it was 1921, not like it's the present day. That's the truth.
Massey, which organized and won a vote to decertify the union at the Upper Big Branch mine, was not represented at the hearing. It issued a statement calling Roberts' statements outrageous and said it was, quote, disappointed the hearing degenerated into political grandstanding. Earlier in the day, MSHA announced it had conducted surprise inspections at three other Massey-owned mines in West Virginia based on anonymous tips and pulled miners from those mines because of hazardous conditions. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.